In today's episode, we're looking at depression. And we're going to look at a definition that may be different to what you think it is. And it's one that was created by a dyslexic that just makes sense. I hope this is really valuable. And so let's dig into it. Hey, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend. In today's episode, I want to talk about depression. One of the things I was looking at over the weekend, and someone mentioned him, I can't remember, I think it was on a movie, it was Sally Field, who was in Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams. And if you knew Robin Williams, the comedian, just a brilliant, absolutely brilliant comedian, creative, hilarious person, and sadly, he took his own life. And when I looked into him, he suffered from severe dyslexia. And quite possibly a bunch of other stuff. I don't know his complete case, but it wouldn't ever surprise me if he didn't know the full extent of what dyslexia did to him or the way his mind worked, which led him down a pathway of depression and, you know, in the end, death. And it was really sad because he was someone who was very prominent in my childhood. I watched all his movies. The Genie of Aladdin, it was crazy, and it was so sad to see that. And what I'm seeing more and more is these creatives, you know, ending their lives. And it's just terrible. It's just so sad because it feels like they've lost control or they don't understand what's happening. And it's brought me to talk about depression. Now, depression and anxiety are different things, in my opinion. You know, anxiety is much more situational. It happens in the moment. You have anxiety over doing something. You have anxiety over something, you know, happening. You have this feeling bubbling up of uncertainty. That's what anxiety means to me. And I may not be completely correct with that, but that's how I see it, is that feeling inside where you're just uncertain and it overwhelms you. And it can lead to you not doing something, making the wrong decision, you know, just getting lost in kind of that feeling of, I just don't know what to do. That's anxiety, and we've talked about that before. But depression is a little bit different. And what made me think of this to talk about today was chatting with Vanessa. And she used an example, she used the definition that Ron from Davis Dyslexia came up with, which is depression is trying to change something you can't control. You know, so I'll say that again. Depression is trying to change something you can't control. Now, if you think about it, with dyslexia, we come up with so many different ways of looking at the world. Our brain creates stuff that isn't real. And things that they're just not real in reality. They're real in our heads, but not in reality. And it can be a lot of things that we have no control over. You know, I see it a huge amount in relationships, in my own and others, where you can't control the other person. You can never control another human being. There can be people who are more easily manipulated or not, but you can't control them. They make their own decisions. And relationships with family members, with you know, a personal part, a partner, a wife, or a, you know, and even a child, you know, you can't control that other person, but you can want to control them because when you've got control, you're in power and you're calm. But in relationships, you can't do that. You just, a lot of the time, you don't have any control over the result. So depression, if you think of depression this way, depression is trying to change something you can't control. You know, it's getting kind of worked up about something that doesn't matter how worked up you get or how sad and down and disappointed and, you know, so and frustrated, you still can't control it. But you're having all the feelings like you could. Does that make any sense? And I'm not sure if I'm getting this completely correct or what's the word, verbalizing it. You know, it's kind of like, I'll give you an example. With me and my partner, we had to clean our house this week for a house inspection from our landlord. And so we were having a, we had a chat. We know we had to clean. Neither of us are cleaning orientated. Chaos is what we live in more than anything. It's not like horribly dirty. Don't get that picture, but it's by no means a completely orderly and tidy house. And that's just who we are, how we've been. So we get to the point where we have to do some cleaning. And we try and share the jobs out. And we think we're being clear with each other what each of our expectations are. But then we also have our own expectations of what we're thinking we're going to do, which our pictures could be different. What's going through our heads are completely different. You know, we don't have enough time in the day to explain each other exactly what that picture looks like. So I go and do my bit. I think I've done a great job or done my job to the standard. My partner goes away and she does her job to the standard that she thinks is right. And we then just carry on with the day. Now, Monday comes for the inspection and I go and look at what she's done. She's at work and I look at it and I go, wow, there's a heap of stuff I would have considered and thought she should have done. I can't believe she hasn't done it. And there's like this feeling in my body going, I've either got to do this or I've just got to take a gamble that the landlord won't care. And I just feel out of control. I just feel like, you know, I start to either blame her or feel like, God, why did she not do this? What is the, you know, what's the point? Why did I even try if she wasn't going to try? And this overthinking just comes in and there's so much stuff and I can't control what she's going to do. I have no control. It's her choice. She's a human being. If I wanted it differently, I could have done it myself. But me getting angry and frustrated, it just depresses me. You know, and it, you know, fuel it with a bit of anxiety in there. You just feel so out of control. Like you're like, do I have to do everything? Do you know what I mean? And this feeling just kind of runs through your body, and it just becomes so overwhelming. And you're just like, oh, I just can't be bothered doing anything. And I'd rather go and sit and go into my own mental world and not deal with it because it's too hard. And you know that feeling can happen 1,000 times a day, or it can happen 5 times a day. It really depends where you're at in your life. But when that feeling gets so overwhelming, it can be hard to deal with. And so what I want to, you know, this level of awareness of this definition, depression is trying to change something you can't control. How do you deal with that? The first thing is to understand what that means, is to realize you can't control everything. You can't control the outcome or the result of everything. You can take slightly better actions beforehand. I could have been clearer with Carly what my expectations were. We could have had the conversation earlier. In my head, I thought I was clear. I probably wasn't, to be honest. I probably did not lay out what I was thinking to a point where we were both in agreement. So, you know, I can take some responsibility for not having put in the right amount of, you know, time up front. And I'm sure, you know, realistically, if she came back and looked at what I did, she would pick faults with that, you know, that she expected me to do, because she had a different picture of what my cleaning would have been as well. So I've got to be willing to accept that, hey, we're not always going to be on the same page or have the same picture, and that's okay. That's absolutely okay. So when it comes to, if you are feeling depressed, try and look at what is causing that depression. What is happening on repeat? Is it a problem at work and you feel you can't, you know, nothing's going right for you and it's just not working? Have a look at where control sits. Where is the control? Do you actually have control to fix that problem? Maybe you don't. Maybe someone else has control of that. And if you can realize that, you can start to go, actually, why am I beating myself up? Why am I getting sad about that? And you can look at it and go, what can I control? What can I control? I see it a lot when people get made redundant. And this will be the last story of the podcast, but I see it when people get made redundant and they're forced out of a poor situation. These people could have been depressed at work. You know, they could have been so frustrated, out of control, no, you know, nothing is really working for them, and they could have hated it. And then they get told, hey, your job no longer exists. And the first emotion is complete and utter depression. And, you know, all of this stuff runs through their head that's going wrong. And you know, what could I have done differently? What did I do? Why was I chosen to be made redundant? It's all these questions, this overthinking happens. And then what you see is this progression is 6 months down the track, a large number of them actually end up going on to do something they can control. I've noticed a lot of people not always taking on jobs, but starting businesses or realizing in a roundabout way where control sits and how they can choose to take more control. And by having more control over their lives and taking responsibility is the real word, isn't it? Responsibility for it takes away a lot of that depression because they're now responsible for what they're doing or what they're becoming. Whereas in a lot of roles where depression kicks in the most is where they just feel they've kind of handed off responsibility and control so often, it just becomes painful. But this is just a way of thinking about depression. And if you ever have been depressed or get depressed, have a look at what you can and can't control. And are you putting so much, is the depression or the pain coming from stuff that you can't control the result of? Hopefully that's been valuable. I never know if it is, but hopefully it's got you thinking about the topic at least. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow.